We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to Merlone, Fourier, and Mego. We've got Christian Narcan sitting in for Lou, who has the day off, and joining us on the Harbor One Hotline, it is Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. Ross, thank you for joining us on this Tuesday, and I have to start off by asking you how you would grade out Tom Brady's performance last night. I'm going to say taking out those final couple minutes.
D. D at best. I thought he was pretty bad. I mean, the interception to Mario Davis was poor. He missed a bunch of throws. You know what's crazy is he hit all those throws last year. I mean, he led the NFL in passing yards. He hit so many long balls. It was fun to watch him play last year. It has not been fun this year. I don't know how Christian plays, but as a former teammate of his, I want him to do well. I want him to go out well. I haven't really enjoyed watching him much this year. I thought he had a chance to kind of, you know, finish off an amazing career by staying retired. He didn't want to do that, and I haven't thought he looked good all year. I didn't think he looked good again last year. He clearly doesn't want to get hit, which I don't blame him. The O-line's not great, so he's just trying to get rid of it as soon as he can, and he's missing the deeper throws. It was bad. It was D plus maybe. For until the last two drives, when then he just went out and did stuff that Tom Brady does, and now it's like a B-plus for the game.
Right, so that makes it a B-plus because it was an amazing comeback. When you look at, you say he wasn't making the throws that he was making last year, is there anything besides the offensive line and him clearly not wanting to get hit that looks different to you?
I'm not like a quarterback guru. I always love, like, when quarterbacks are struggling, I love when I hear like a former D lineman be like, oh, it's his footwork, it's his mechanics. Like, what do you know about his footwork or mechanics? Like, that always cracks me up. Honestly, Mego, he's just missing the throws. I mean, sometimes he misses long, like the Julio Jones. Sometimes he totally underthrows it, like the one to Scotty Miller. He's just off. I mean, you'd have to ask him. I don't know. I mean, he's just is off, and on a bunch of these throws, he's not even off just by a little bit. He's off by a decent amount.
So, you know, I want Brady to play great. I just don't want him to throw any touchdowns to anybody who's older than, you know, 34 years and 3 months. I just, that's my only issue, because I want to keep my record the way it is.
I didn't know that, Christian. Yeah. You're the oldest guy to catch a pass from you?
Oldest combined.
I'm the oldest combined him in the NFL, but not with Brady, but with Testaverde. So, you know, you throw that in one of your podcasts here one of these days and give me a shout-out.
I like that. So that's awesome. I do the Eagles preseason games and pregame. I was thrilled last night because now the Eagles' first-round pick from the Saints is a top-five pick.
So here's this. You said something that was kind of interesting to me. You're basically, and correct me if I'm wrong, I feel like you're talking about Brady with a regression, right? You know, like, it's just last year he was this and he did this, and all of a sudden now he's kind of sucks. You know, and there's a similarity to me with Mac Jones as far as how he played last year and how he's struggling this year, which really kind of like makes me go, okay, then it is all coaching. It is all just offensive line issues, because Tampa has the same issues, right? Offensive line, quarterback, coaching changes where it matters?
I think that's part of it, but I would also say the difference between the two, and I'm not like you know, telling anything great here, but, you know, at Brady's age, you start to wonder if it is just, you know, diminished performance and if the age is part of it. Whereas with Mac Jones, that should be no factor. I also think that the Patriots O-line is better than the Bucs O-line.
Really? Whoa. Really?
Damning with faint praise, I'd say, but yeah.
God, because I thought the Patriots offensive line was probably, like, especially last week, was one of the worst I've ever seen.
Last week's iteration of it was one of the worst.
They must really be bad.
Yeah, no, they weren't. They were not good against the Bills, for sure. But overall, over the course of the season, yeah, I think the Patriots O-line's been better than the Bucs.
Jeez.
Ross, how do you think the Patriots, do you think their record would be any different with this year's Tom Brady quarterbacking them? Like, well, what do you think would be different in the offense this year, or would it be different?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Thanks.
No, I think they'd probably be about the same. I think they'd probably be like 6-6. I don't know, though. The only difference there would be, you know how Mac Jones kind of yelled at Patricia or whoever in, you know, at the end of the last game?
Sure.
Brady would have done that way earlier. And because it's Brady, I don't know, Belichick might even let him call the plays. You know, because Belichick, it's interesting. I heard what he said. He said that on your guys' air, right?
Yes.
Greg in the morning,
mm-hmm.
About too late to, like, change anything now or make any drastic changes now. The funny thing about that, by the way, is the Bucs sucked last night until Brady was like, screw it. We're just going 2 minutes. I'm calling the plays. And then they went bing, bang, boom for two touchdowns. So I think maybe the Patriots would be 7-5 with Brady, but I don't know that he's playing that much better than what they've been getting from Mac Jones and Zappe for those couple games.
We're talking to Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL insider. So, Ross, looking at the conference standings, the playoff picture right now, you have the Patriots right on the bubble with the Chargers on their heels, the Chargers who just can't stop losing. And then you have the Jets and the Dolphins right ahead of them. I guess out of those four teams, which two would you say we see in the playoffs, and which two would you be confident at this point are out?
Yeah, I feel pretty good about the Dolphins and the Jets.
So you think it's going to stay as is?
Yeah, I do. I like, the Chargers just have too many injuries for the 27th consecutive year. You know, you watch that game against the Raiders, and Justin Herbert, like, you want to talk about a battle line. I mean, he had no shot in that game at all. I think the Jets are pretty good. I mean, I know they lost that game. They dominated the Vikings. They had over 100 yards of offense. You know, they had 2 turnovers. Vikings had none. And then I think the Vikings were 3-for-3 touchdowns in the red zone. Jets were like 2-for-6. But with Mike White, I think the Jets are a legitimate team. Like, I think clearly the Patriots are the worst team in the AFC East, and I think the Jets, Dolphins, and Bengals and or Ravens, whoever doesn't win the AFC North, I think that those teams are all a decent amount probably better than the Patriots and the Chargers. We'll see what happens. I haven't, like, gone through and looked at everybody's schedule, and so I think they got the best chance or blah, blah, blah. But in terms of, like, my power rankings on a Tuesday on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, I've got the Jets, and Dolphins a decent amount higher than the Patriots and Chargers.
We're talking to Ross Tucker. I don't know. I'm not a believer in the Jets, but we'll see. But so the Patriots have the Arizona Cardinals, and we have not been watching a lot of Cardinal football. We just know that Kyler Murray was hurt, but now he's playing. What's like the biggest challenge there against those guys, you know, as far as what they're capable of doing?
Well, they're painful to watch.
Hold on. Which one? The Patriots
which one?
Or the Cardinals?
Who's painful to watch?
Who's more
you
painful?
You know what? I'm talking about the Cardinals. And here's what's interesting about that, okay? The Cardinals are more painful to watch than the Patriots.
What?
Hot take.
Where's the drum?
First of all, wait till you watch.
Ross, say that again clean.
The Arizona Cardinals are a more painful team to watch than the Patriots, believe it or not.
There you go. You got the drum. That's amazing. No, we've never had a guest to get the
drum. Can you explain the ugliness that we're going
to
see?
Yeah, explain it to us, please.
Well, first of all, there's no rhyme or rhythm to their offense whatsoever. It is exactly like fifth grade at recess when you say, all right, everybody, just go out and try to get open. I'm going to run around and try to make a play. And they're like Brady last night. The only time they move the ball at all is when they go to like 2 minutes and Kyler Murray runs around and throws to DeAndre Hopkins. I have no idea why they don't run Kyler Murray more. He's by far the best thing they do. I am not convinced that there's a human being that has ever moved their feet faster than Kyler Murray. Now, I know he's not the fastest guy in the world because stride length matters, but in terms of how quick you put your feet up and down, it is. He looks like Fred Flintstone out there. So that's why they're actually more painful to watch, because they have Kyler Murray, and they're still boring, and they still stink. How do you have, like, potentially the most exciting, entertaining quarterback in the league, and yet you can't move the ball at all, you can't score, and your offense is boring? It's hard to believe. And their offensive line is, trust me, their offensive line is worse than the Patriots.
With all that said, you know, you're talking about a team here that does have some high-end talent, but also, I don't believe, has an offensive coordinator. Isn't that right? Don't the Cardinals not have one?
Correct. It's Kingsbury. Right.
Kingsbury's the guy. He's the head coach. There's no offensive coordinator. The Patriots have two sort of offensive coordinators, but nobody with the title, and it's two dysfunctional offenses. Is that a coincidence, Ross Tucker, is my question.
Well, I think I this isn't where you're going, but as you were talking, I was like, this is genius. The Cardinals should trade Kingsbury to the Patriots for Judge and Patricia. So then they'll have two head coaches they can work with there in Arizona, and the Patriots would have a OC in Kingsbury. Although that's what's wild. And here's the thing.
Would anyone in this room not do that, by the way?
What does Arizona get out of this?
They get out of Kingsbury. They don't like him.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a cool house.
And they bring in the two most sought-after coordinators.
How much are they going to like the Patricia and Judge experiment?
Oh, they're not. That's okay. Like a serious comment. I'm just making this up as I go. Nobody's training a head coach for a coordinator and a position coach whose position is to be named later.
I like it. I think that could work out. And you know what? I don't think it would be any worse for either side, honestly. I mean, look at how things are falling apart there with some high-end talent on that offense, which the Patriots don't even have that. I mean, they don't have a DeAndre Hopkins.
Well, here's what I would tell you, too. Like, the Cardinals just signed Kliff to a long contract.
Right.
And he's supposed to at least be an offensive guru. And they have, like, DeAndre Hopkins and Rondale Moore and Hollywood Brown's coming back. And they got Kyler Murray at quarterback. The Patriots, at least this offseason, Belichick will do something else at OC and bring in somebody established, somebody else. Maybe it'll be Charlie. Maybe they'll bring Charlie Weiss back. They'll do something to try to get the Patriots to have a better offense. I mean, when Bill says it's too late this year to make a big change, that's basically saying, like, I'm going to make a change after the year.
Yeah, but what if he says, like, today that he's happy with the system, he's happy with his coaches, and he's happy with himself? Like, that's what he said today. He's happy with me, not me, Foyer, but me being Bill. It's just the contradictions and the constant gaslighting is just never ending. I just don't.
And what's weird to me about it, too, is it's like Kendrick Bourne saying we need to get more creative on third down. Like, Kendrick Bourne, nobody would have ever said that when you and I were there.
Absolutely.
Like, what has changed that a guy thinks it's even? First of all, you never would have said that because Bill would have just cut you. Secondly, if you said that, Brady and Brewski and William McGinnis would have choked you out in the locker room. Like, what? Like, it's a very different place than when you and I were there. That much I know for sure.
Ross, one more question for me. We got into this with Mac Jones yesterday. We got into it with Christian, who's feeling like a little weirdly defensive about it. Do you have any designer, like Louis Vuitton luggage that you bought when you were in the league?
Definitely not. No, I'm not.
I knew I was going to say. I knew he was going to say
that.
That
is salt of the earth, man.
That is not. Why? What is?
Why? Because he didn't get sucked into the culture that you got sucked into.
Hey, wait.
The fancy bag.
Wait a minute, Christian. Yeah. See, here's the thing, Mego. Here's what you need to know. Okay.
Okay.
Christian's a tight end, right? So he's got a great physique, and he's a good-looking guy.
Guess you haven't seen him in a while.
Fell into the pretty boy trap of like, okay, I got this cool curly hair, whatever it is. I'm a good-looking dude. I'm a tight end. I'm jacked. Now I got to get the fancy. I'm an offensive lineman. I was already married. Okay, what do I need to have fancy luggage for? I'm secure with who I am, Mego.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
So like, hold on. Wait a second.
I had a transport and I liked it.
First of all, listen, I did get sucked into the stupid bag thing. I also got sucked in. I don't know if you remember. When I was going to say Crocs again, when everyone started buying like Gator shoes, like the real high-end, shiny, slippery, like uncomfortable Gators.
Hard as a rock.
Do you remember those days, the guys rolling around in those
absolutely,
shoes?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Never had one. Yeah. Okay. I wore Crocs.
You
straight up Crocs. Very, very
yeah,
much
and you were
way.
Probably more comfortable than me because I wore them once and then I threw them away. It was a bad decision.
All right. Ross Tucker, thank you so much for joining us. That was Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL insider and host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. He joins us every Tuesday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.